Will Barbie and Thomas the Train become chatbot companions for your children? I am Kelly Newcomb with Brave Parenting, and this is the Brave Briefing, a technology and cultural update for Christian parents. Well, today we need to talk about the recently announced partnership between OpenAI and Mattel. OpenAI is the tech company behind ChatGPT, and Mattel is the giant toy maker behind the brands such as Barbie, Hot Wheels, Thomas the Train, Fisher-Price, American Girl, Little People, and even Uno brands. Now, these two companies are teaming up to put artificial intelligence into toys. While this may seem like science fiction or the basis of horror films, right? Do you parents remember the Chucky movies of the 80s and 90s? Essentially, talking toys is the future that Mattel wants for your child. Well, I should say talking and listening toys. And this isn't just a guess. We know this is the future that Mattel envisions because they've already tried this a decade ago. Back in 2015, they released Hello Barbie, utilizing primitive AI at the time to enable Barbie to connect to the internet and then engage in conversations with a child. Well, this product was discontinued after it was discovered that the doll was recording every interaction to the cloud and it could be easily hacked. But now, think about how comfortable we've all grown with the data collection and the surveillance state that big tech has bound us to in the past decade. Now that Alexa and Siri have become household norms, parents won't think it nearly as creepy that an AI-powered Barbie has 24/7 listening capability. Now, not only that, the large language models driving today's conversational chatbots are able to engage in free-flowing, real-time, emotionally expressive conversations, meaning that children will have difficulty comprehending that they're machines and not real humans. And research has already shown that children as young as 3 are capable of developing social bonds with artificial chatbots that resemble those that they can develop with real people. Well, as Cornelia Walther writes for Forbes, she says, quote, "These companies aren't just selling toys. They're selling relationships. They are betting that parents will trade their children's privacy and emotional development for the convenience of a perfectly behaved digital companion," end quote. Y'all, convenience is an intoxicating poison. And as Christian parents, we can't make media and technology choices based on convenience. Because listen, parenting is inconvenient, and so is discipleship. But personal devices with streaming entertainment and toys that have conversational chatbots embedded, they're super convenient. And the more that you conform to these convenient patterns that the modern world gives us with personal screen time and YouTube and video games, it's going to be that much easier for you to conform to these forthcoming AI-powered tools. And don't get me wrong, I totally get why parents are so easily led astray by convenience. Because you're told through a million micro messages that this is what your child needs. Children need to learn through AI, whether it be basic elementary skills or simply tech fluency, that kids need to learn this emerging technology or they will be left behind. But here's the problem with this propaganda. God did not create your children for artificial relationships. He bestowed His image on mankind and created them to be in relationship with Himself and other image bearers, not with machines. So parents, the only thing AI chatbots, whether that be through a toy or an iPad, will accomplish when that is in the hands of your children is the displacement of you. You will not be their go-to source of knowledge or wisdom. You will not be their go-to source for comfort or understanding. You will not be the authority that they obey because AI will deceive them into believing that it is real. Real connection, real intelligence, real emotion, and real authority. And this is a real problem. We must stop thinking about what is convenient and start pursuing that which is holy and set apart. Okay, friends, this is your Brave Briefing for today. This just skims the surface of why children should not engage with AI. If you want to learn more, check out all of our AI resources at braveparenting.net. If you have any questions, reach out. Share this content with a friend, and until next time, go and be brave.